Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am so glad to come your way once again. May the Lord bless you and protect you. And may the Lord provide all your needs according to his glorious riches. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your name for such an opportunity to be a servant unto you, sharing your gospels to many. Father, may you bless those that have tuned in, those that have come to your presence today. May your spirit be with them. May you protect them, guide them, prepare their heart, O God, for the food, O God, that you are about to serve unto us. May you bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I must say, I thank God for the testimonies. And I say that God has not yet finished with you. God will continue to bless you, and God will continue to give you testimonies every day, every week, as you listen to his word and as you practice his word. He is going to be a miracle worker in your life. Hallelujah. Today, I'm speaking on a topic, I will stand by you. Hallelujah. I will stand by you. In our darkest moments, in the time that we are going through pain, in the time that we are in sorrow, in the time that we feel betrayed by everybody, and we feel there is nobody to be by us, God is promising us that he will stand by us. Hallelujah. Shall we read our main text from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Hallelujah. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And it was I was delivered from the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Paul writing this letter and saying that at my first defense, no one came to support me. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul, being human like us, he found himself facing trial, let's say in the year 64. The Christians were being persecuted in Rome by the Emperor Nero, who had accused Christians of setting fire in Rome, a fire that destroyed almost one third of the entire, empire of Rome. The fire consumed Rome in about 6 days. Solid fire. And when the people started blaming the emperor, that Emperor Nero had set this fire by himself, he wanted to please the people, and he started persecuting the church. He started persecuting Christians. He started killing Christians just to appease the people. Hallelujah. And during this time, Apostle Paul was facing trial in Rome. Hallelujah. And when he was facing trial in Rome, nobody came to support him. He felt so lonely. He felt alone. He felt that the people that he had preached to and he has become a blessing to had deserted him. This is Rome. When you read Romans chapter 16, verse 3, you realize that in Rome, Apostle Paul had a lot of friends. Apostle Paul had a lot of converts. Apostle Paul had people that he was so much proud of in faith. Hallelujah. When we read Romans chapter 16, verse 3, he said, Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles, and also greet the church that is in their house. Hallelujah. He greeted people who had done well in the work in Rome. Hallelujah. So Apostle Paul was connected in Rome. Apostle Paul had people that had risked their life for him, people that he had converted, people that he was proud of. But how come that the apostle, when he was facing trial, nobody went there to support him? Nobody. Just imagine yourself in a courtroom full of your enemies, and you turn around, you see nobody. You turn around, you see nobody that you could identify. He was feeling all alone in a multitude of accusers, in a multitude of enemies, and no one came to support him. He said, but everybody deserted me. Just look at the feeling. When you feel you are working for the good of a people and something go wrong and everybody just withdraws and you alone, you are there facing the trouble. You feel you are fighting for the right of all the employees in your organization, and trouble arise. Everybody just keeps quiet and you are alone facing management. Hallelujah. You have been taxed to do something on behalf of your boss. Things go wrong. It becomes a police case. And your boss does not show up. Nobody shows up to even give you a helping hand. You become well-to-do and you use your money to help people, which is the right thing to do. You face challenges and nobody is there to give you a helping hand. This is how Apostle Paul felt. That in the time that he needed people, in the time that he was in dire need of somebody to look up to and say that, yes, I have one of my own here. Somebody to tell him that, oh, it will be well, things will be right. He was left alone. They deserted him to face the trial all by himself. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul said something. He said, may it not be held against them. Why is Apostle Paul not bitter and saying that may it not be held against them? It is because Apostle Paul recognizes that in the era, it was era of persecution, and it may be one that converts or Christians who were in Rome who could have supported him were afraid of victimization. Hallelujah. So sometimes people do not come out to support you when you are in trouble, do not come to say some for you when you are in trouble, just because they are afraid of victimization. And sometimes you need to pardon them. And you need to be considerate and realize that they may be victimized. Victimization may cause people from standing up. But that is cruel from friends who are supposed to be empowered to stand up for you. Hallelujah. When people are afraid of being persecuted or victimized, they will not stand up for you. They will leave you alone to face the gun. And that was what Apostle Paul was going through. It may also be that if they were not afraid of being victimized, they themselves were also going through trials. So sometimes when you feel you have been left alone, when you feel that your friends have not come to support you, when you feel that you helped people, but when you were in trouble, they did not come to support you, please remember that they may be fighting similar battles. They may also be facing the same trials. They may also be facing the same financial problem. They will also be facing the same situation that you find yourself, because nowhere cool. So we need to pardon people when we expect them to come to our rescue and they disappoint us. So Apostle Paul said in the first 16, the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, say, may it not be held against them. He knew. Probably they were going through. They were going through similar persecutions. Some people will not show up when you are in trouble. They will not come to support you when you are in trouble, just because of what? Mere wickedness. Hallelujah. Mere wickedness. It mundane. And sometimes people will not come to support you because you have outlived your usefulness to them. Hallelujah. So why do people feel you have outlived your usefulness? In life, people become friends with you for so many reasons. Hallelujah. Some people become friends with you because of your fame. Some people become friends with you because of your position. Some people become friends with you because of the money that you have. And yes, the Bible says that. When you read Proverbs chapter 14, verse 20, the poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. Hallelujah. The rich have many friends. So sometimes people will become close to you because of what they will get from you, because the rich have many friends. When you are promising, when you are well-to-do, you have many friends, but the poor are shunned. Hallelujah. When you read Proverbs chapter 19, verse 4, wealth attracts many friends. But even the closest friend of the poor person deserts them. Hallelujah. The poor person is a person of troubles. The poor person is a person of sorrow. So even his closest friend would desert. But wealth attracts friends. So there are friends that will come into your life because of your wealth. There are friends that will come into your life because of your position. There are friends that will come into your life because of what they will get from you. So when you outlive your usefulness, when you don't become useful again, when your money is gone and your riches are over, and they know that they cannot get anything from you, bye-bye, goodbye, they run away. Those are not friends. Those are opportunistic individuals who are vampires who came into your life to suck your blood. Now that the blood is finished, bye-bye, they are gone. Hallelujah. And when you are faced with trouble and you need in your corner, then you will feel the pain. Hallelujah. When you are rejected by men and you do not have a God who is bigger than man, then you are miserable. Listen to what Apostle Paul said. He said, but the Lord stood at my side. Hallelujah. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. That is the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. That when everybody has rejected us, that when everybody has turned their back to us, he will stand by us no matter what the situation is, no matter what the disgrace is, no matter what we have gone through or we have done, he will surely be in our corner no matter the danger, because he is not afraid of victimization and he will not be afraid of any storm. He is stronger than everything and he is the most loyal. He is ever ready and ever prepared to be by your side. The Apostle Paul said, when he was rejected and when he felt that nobody loved him, that he felt that nobody cared and they have forsaken him, oh, our Lord Jesus Christ stood by his side, and not just stood by his side, he gave him strength for him to become victorious, and he was rescued from the lion's mouth, he was rescued from the emperor's mouth, he was rescued from his accuser's mouth. That is what our God would do when you have him in your corner. He will stand by you. Hallelujah. He will stand by you. When man has disappointed you, Christ will stand by you. Hallelujah. Shall we read Isaiah chapter 41 verse 13? He said, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Hallelujah. In times of trouble, when you need somebody to stand by you, the Lord says he will hold your right hand and will tell you that do not fear, for I will help you. What a friend we have in Jesus, who can authoritatively give you that assurance that I will stand by you. I will hold your right hand. Do not fear, for I will help you. Hallelujah. He says, do not fear, for I will help you. When you read Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, he says that I will fight your fight. Hallelujah. I will fight your fight. When you are faced with a fight, when you are faced with accusers, when you are faced and when you are in trouble, he says that I will be by you and I will fight your fight. I will help you. I will stand by you when people have rejected you, when your friends are afraid to say something for you, when business had gone wrong and everybody is pointing accusing fingers at you, when you are at home feeling lonely because you have not gotten employed or business that you have started has not started booming, he says that he will be your helper. He will hold you and he will stand by you. He will never forsake you, or he will never let you down. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand and make sure that you become a victorious person. Hallelujah. The Lord stood by Apostle Paul and gave him victory. Hallelujah. He gave him victory. He is the only one that when he promises you in times of trouble, in times of pain, in times of whatever, his word is yea and amen. He will not leave you. Friends will go when troubles come. Friends will not support you when troubles come. In fact, when trouble comes, friends will run away. Shall we read what happened to Job chapter 19, verse 14. He says, my relatives have gone away. My closest friends have forgotten me. My guests and my female servants count me a foreigner. They look on me as a stranger. I summon my servant, but he does not answer. Though I beg him with my own mouth, my breath is offensive to my wife. Hey, I am loathsome to my own family. Even the little boys scorn me. When I appear, they ridicule me. Minya unya asamoa akola crowd wenim etwitwifom. Ohieni akola crowd wenim etwitwifom. Isan se uniska. Isan sa amane bi ato. Isan sa asem bi ato. Isan se yare bi eda osu nti. Obia na okasa rough. Now, so so obeshen yanko ponwa oji apostle e free ne bremu oji apostle free the mouth of the lion sen yanko pon betume yiwe firi wa maniemu Job kwa titimu kwa maniemu obia na polo. Now, so onyonko pa ondi umhiamo onyonko pa oma wunya mobo onyonko pa abri biyalo. Ono wo ne wo hono. Eni onyonko Yesu. Onyi wo emada. He will never, never let you down. He will always be by your side. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, he stood at my side and gave me strength. May the Lord give you strength. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord teach you and hold you and let you know how to depend on him when things are hard. Hallelujah. Say nyo memu ye dinia munyanku pon enchre wa kwain. No ma weni daswa wenimu senye beya wabamu embuda. Hallelujah. When things are hard, may you learn to depend on the Lord. When you have been rejected, may you learn to depend on the Lord. When things have gone wrong, may you learn to depend on the Almighty God. Because the God that is ever ready to help us when we are faced with troubles, he does not turn his back unto us. He always welcomes us. He's a Lord that never treats us differently because of what we have done or what we are going through. He's always welcoming and he will stand by your side. What are you going through? What is the pain that you are facing this morning? What is the issue that is eating you up? What are the troubles that is overcoming you? Just get onto your knees. Cry unto him. Invite him into your case. And when you invite him, he will tell you, son, daughter, I am here for you. I am your very present and ever present God in times of need. I am here to help you. He will be by your side. Our God will never disappoint you. He will always stand by you. Learn from what the apostle said. He says, he gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. I was delivered from the lion's mouth. May you be delivered from the lion's mouth. And for one two now for four so and for one two a butriaso and for one two sika so nemre moye deno usika on down for four we busya a bit me jiwama onyanko pompe and on to me you woman emre moye deno. Or no, and as all don't want to neswa orange I orange I would be a rata. Say a brabonimu yet did said day, so branimu yet did said day, drunning a branding chain. Take refuge in the Lord, because when you are faced with a problem and nobody come to support you, the Lord will stand by you. The Lord will give you hope. May you never neglect the Lord. He is the one who will always be there for you. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you and we bless you for an opportunity to be encouraged that you will always stand by us. No matter the problem, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, we believe that you will always be with us. May you help us and may you deliver us from the lion's mouth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, I know you have been a blessing. May God be with you and may God guide you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.